Welcome back to another edition of the Pick 6. I'm your host, Mike Wobschall, coming to you from Xfinity Studios at Winter Park. Thanks, everyone, for sending in your questions. Let's get to work. Question number one comes from Tim. With pick number 11, do you see the Vikings going with an offensive lineman? Yes, I can see offensive line being the Vikings pick at number 11, namely Brandon Scherff. Here's what I like about him. He's a guy who can come in and right away start at left guard. Last year's starter, Charlie Johnson, is no longer here. I think Scherff could come in and start day one. Another thing about him that I like, he could perhaps play offensive tackle at the NFL level, so you'd have your swing tackle as a backup and maybe an eventual starter. Brandon Scherff, if he's there at 11, could be the Vikings guy. Our next question comes from Rico. I think we should trade up for wide receiver Amari Cooper. Need another weapon. What do you think? Well, I think Amari Cooper is going to be a special player, and if he's there at number 11, I'd love to see the Vikings take him, but I don't know if trading up for a wide receiver is the move to make. I think Rick Spielman wants to come out of this draft with more than 7 picks, 8, 9, maybe even 10. It'd be hard to do that by trading up from 11 into the first round. Lots of good wide receivers in this class. I don't think you need to trade up to get a good one. Our next question comes from Twitter. Mike asks, how do you see the Vikings using McKinnon over the next 2 years? Scenarios with and without AP. Well, with Adrian, he's a perfect complementary back, a guy you can use as a runner. He proved that last year and when he was starting for Adrian, and a guy you can use in the passing game. He's a talented receiver out of the backfield as well. Without Adrian, I think McKinnon can step up into more of a primary role, but you're still going to want one or two more other running backs to help him shoulder the load. How about David Cobb from the University of Minnesota? You could draft him in the middle rounds, put him in there with McKinnon, and of course you have Matt Asiata, who's going to come back and he'll be able to contribute for you as well. But either way, Jerick McKinnon will be an important part of the Vikings offense in 2015. Our next question comes from Seth. Do you think the Vikings defense could be a top 5 defense next year if we draft safety Landon Collins or cornerback Trey Waynes? Well, I think adding Collins or Waynes would add a great player to Mike Zimmer's defense. Both of those guys would probably step in and play starting roles. But I don't think the Vikings need either one of those guys to be a top 5 defense. They made great strides last year, particularly in the passing game. I thought Xavier Rhodes made huge strides on the individual level, and I thought Harrison Smith did a great job of learning Mike Zimmer's defense and really being a leader out there on the field. So I think the Vikings defense is on the rise with or without Waynes and Collins, but adding one of those two guys is not going to hurt. Our next question comes from Ethan in Waconia. What positions do you think are easiest for NFL coaches and scouts to analyze? Well, I think that depends on who the individual is. If you used to play quarterback or you used to play cornerback, you might find those positions easier to evaluate. For me, I love evaluating middle linebackers and offensive tackles because those guys are usually in situations where you know what their responsibilities are, but I'm sure it's different for every coach and every scout. Our last question comes from Paul in Hamilton, Canada. Do you think the NFL should move the draft to the cities that can't get a Super Bowl? This is a great idea by Paul. As you know, the NFL is moving the draft from New York City to Chicago for this year, and they may move it to other cities in the future. And I think it's a great idea to spread it around the country and give it to some cities who probably will never host a Super Bowl. That's a great way to spread out a great event and bring it to all NFL cities. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6, but please submit your questions to the email address right here at the bottom of the screen because we'll be back with another edition of the Pick 6 next week. Lots of draft questions coming in. If you have draft questions, we encourage you to check out our film breakdowns. This week, we posted one on Vic Beasley, an athletic pass rusher from Clemson. Next week, Trey Waynes, the cornerback from Michigan State. All of your draft questions answered in those film breakdowns and in the upcoming editions of the Pick 6.